Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, May 27th, and this is the LA Report, a daily roundup of the most essential news in the LA region. I'm Leo Duran. Today, what to expect when schools and gyms reopen, a collection of mental health resources, and the story of a local nurse whose family was deeply affected by coronavirus. A task force of school district leaders from around LA County has just released a framework for reopening campuses, and the framework paints a picture of school environments that could look very different from what we're used to. Here's Kyle Stokes on the kind of changes we can expect to see for the fall semester.
They will look a lot different than they did when they closed in mid-March. The LA County Office of Education has been leading a task force of superintendents and district officials trying to draw up some suggestions for how schools should reopen whenever it is that schools can resume in-person instruction. First of all, they say it's not clear whether schools should resume in-person, like fully face-to-face instruction, or whether there should be some hybrid between distance learning and in-person instruction, or just full distance learning. But if campuses reopen, the county's guidelines call for a lot of changes. Maintaining social distancing of 6 feet between students at all times, masks for all students and staff members, lunch that doesn't take place in the lunchroom, students held in stable groups of students so they don't mix with others. So these are some pretty fundamental changes that are likely to be costly that are coming to the area's schools to deal with whatever the post-COVID reality looks like in schools.
The mental health impact of the pandemic has been devastating, as record numbers of people now admit that they are managing high levels of anxiety or depression. But help is available for anyone who needs it. Our Robert Garova assembled a list of mental health resources, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I've done a lot of reporting on how experts are saying they're bracing for a mental health pandemic that could outlast COVID-19. And we're starting to see signs of that mental health crisis they're talking about. There was a big surge in COVID-19 related calls to the nonprofit D.D. Hirsch's suicide crisis lines in April. Those calls were up more than 50% from March. A lot of this got us thinking, and we put together a guide to these mental health resources that are out there. The last thing I wanted to do with this was dump a bunch of links and phone numbers to call without putting in any context. So we have doctors weighing in and telling you what to look out for and how to know if you might need help. One of the things we have in there is info about a new site where frontline workers can get in touch with a therapist for free mental health services. We also tell you what to do if you need help, but you don't think you can afford it. So we have lots of ways for you to get information and referrals, as well as where to go for help if you're experiencing a crisis. You can find all of that on our website. Of course, that's at laist.com.
Gyms and workout studios, with all their required heavy breathing and associated flying particles, are understandably still closed. But with bodies atrophying during the prolonged lockdown, many are eager to get back to it. As Sharon McNary reports, we're not quite there yet, but we're getting close to receiving guidelines on reopening safely.
Yeah, if you're a gym rat, you really want to get back to workout classes with your friends, pumping iron, running on the treadmill. But California's 4,000 health clubs and yoga studios and gyms have been closed since mid-March. Today, the governor met with a bunch of gym owners on a Zoom call, and he said the state would release guidelines describing the conditions gyms would have to meet in order to reopen. That's going to come out in about a week to 10 days. Some gyms are really big businesses, but a lot of them are very small, and those businesses have been having difficulty keeping their clients and paying rent and keeping up with all their bills. So what I heard in the governor's call today with gym owners was a lot of frustration about how soon they could get back to getting their clients doing workouts. And when they do, it's going to involve a lot more cleaning, a lot more physical distancing, and very different conditions.
Finally, our newsroom continues to cover the people who've been affected by coronavirus in LA. Here's Josie Wong with the story of one nurse who came here from the Philippines 10 years ago and whose family now finds itself devastated by the loss of multiple members.
Yes, I was really struck and saddened by the story of the Aquino family. You know, California is reopening, and when I've gone out into the field, I've seen a lot of people trying to grasp at normalcy, congregating, not wearing masks. Understand it, but the pandemic is still very much raging. As you can see with the Aquino family, the grandpa in the family died earlier this month. His daughter, who's a nurse in the Valley, she died a few days later. When we talk about 100,000 deaths in America from COVID, these are some of those lives lost. And now their grandmother in the family is on a ventilator fighting for her life. So who you have left are the kids who may be on their own after this, because you know, the older one, she's 22, she's planning funerals and trying to become her 11-year-old brother's guardian. Meanwhile, the boy, Adrian, has retreated inwardly. His mom was his best friend. And with his dad out of the picture, he called his grandpa Daddy. So these are the stories that we're going to keep on following at KPCC and LAist as we go on.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.